I moved to Cottingley in 2017, I swiftly learned that David Hockney was famous as a local artist. He's probably the greatest living British painter today. Born and brought up in Bradford, he came from good Methodist stock. As I speak, I have in front of me one of his 2018 paintings. It is of a single tree, full of blossom and a new leaf. It has light, texture, shape, but it sits against a plain background of just blue sky and vague green field. Only the tree has shape. It is one of the 12 canvases he made in his home, his new home in Normandy. He moved there in 2018, still very much a Yorkshireman. He commented the reason he'd chosen Normandy was it's cheaper than Sussex. 10 years previously, he had done 33 canvases, now in Salt's Mill, on one lane near Bridlington between January and May, a study of developing seasons. The 12 canvases in Normandy, the study of the coming of spring. To look at this is very much a spiritual experience from my point of view, though I think Hockney never really thinks in these terms. However, he does describe it in this way. To paint is to love. Worth thinking what that might mean, to paint is to love. I would add, to paint is to look, and to look is to love. Hockney is looking at the tree with a sense of real love for what is there. Its texture, its history, the sense of new life springing from it. It is a real living being that he is trying to express through his own act of looking. This Holy Week, I believe that we are called to do much the same, both with ordinary life and with the events of Holy Week itself. After the first fairly three quiet meditative days of Holy Week, then on Maundy Thursday, we are asked to look at the Last Supper. In this, we see Jesus surrounded, yes, by his first disciples, but also by us. The harder we look, the more we might realise that we're called to be there with them. However, it took me a while to recognise that in the Last Supper, I'm not only with Jesus as one who stretches out my hands for bread and wine, but as one who keeps him company as he prepares to go out to die in obedience to God's call. And so the second looking of Holy Week is to look, as Mary did, at the cross, to see there a reflection of what world can make in terms of pain and of despair and of aloneness and loneliness. At this time, especially the time of COVID-19, perhaps we know in ordinary everyday life more of others' despair and loneliness, as well as of hope and promise and of sheer ordinary everyday human goodness than at any time that I can remember. Let us be obedient to God by looking and then loving those who are around us, as well as the one who calls us to be with him. Amen.